5 years ago, in a one-hour radio interview, Jeff Younger told me the story of his battle to save his then-six-year-old son, James. When he was three, his mother, Jeff's ex-wife, Ann Jorgalis, began dressing and treating James as a girl. She began taking him to a transgender-affirming therapist. She obtained a court order enjoining Jeff from dressing James as a boy for school, from teaching him that he is a boy, and from providing religious teachings about sexuality and gender. James's mother instructed school authorities that he be treated as a girl. He goes to school dressed as a girl and obediently answers to his girl name, Luna. But with his dad and twin brother Jude, James is all boy. And with family friends, he would always play with the boys as a boy. As James's mom, a pediatrician, orchestrated his social transition, his father spent time and money fighting her in Texas courts. In 2019, Jeff lost custody of James and Jude. He did eventually manage to win a court order prohibiting Ann from subjecting James to gender mutilation surgery or hormone treatments. In late 2022, Ann and the twins moved to California. Jeff maintains that despite the Texas Supreme Court's prohibition, Ann initiated the move to take advantage of California's trans refuge laws. These laws were strengthened in January 2023 when California Senate Bill 107 took effect. One provision prohibits the state from enforcing court orders from other states that seek to remove custody from a parent who has moved to California to transition their child. The question is, will Ann Jorgalis now procure puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgical castration for James? Jeff Younger is convinced that California laws now allow her to do exactly that, and she will. He's still protesting, but will not even be allowed to testify at a May 30th court hearing in Los Angeles, although several pro-trans experts will take the stand. Stay tuned. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.